The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, gardeners. My name is Leslie Miller, and I'm the author of the Wildlife Gardening Journal. Today, I'm going to talk to you about ironweed, also known by the scientific name of Vernonia. One fall several years ago, I found a volunteer flower on the edge of my woods in a sunny spot. Despite having a yard full of pollinator-attracting plants, this volunteer had more activity than many of the other flowers blooming in my yard at the same time. Of course, I had to find out what it was. Eventually, I identified it as a species of Vernonia, commonly called ironweed. Vernonia species are tough plants and very desirable. Therefore, they aren't really weeds. They are, however, very beneficial to pollinators and hummingbirds. About ironweed species. There are around 25 native species of ironweed in North America, many found east of the Rocky Mountains. To make things more complicated for identification purposes, there are also hybrid species and a few cultivars out there, too. All have flowers that appear fairly similar. The greatest variation tends to be in the leaves. In the garden, ironweed isn't aggressive, although it may spread slowly via seed. Species vary in height, but all have an upright habit. Some species, if planted in rich soil, may flop over, but they can be cut back to prevent this if they start to get too tall. I find that cutting back my common ironweed in the spring increases the number of flowers later in the summer. They also look nicer if they're just a bit bushier. Ironweed species prefer sun, though most will tolerate partial shade. Some are drought tolerant, despite generally preferring more moisture, and most will survive in zones 4 to 9. As their common name implies, they tend to be hard to kill plants and they aren't bothered by many diseases or pests. When it didn't rain for 3 months this summer, my ironweed did surprisingly well. Species. A few individual species of Vernonia with notable traits include Appalachian ironweed, which is an eastern ironweed that will tolerate clay, common ironweed, which is found in moist to medium moist soils, giant ironweed, which grows up to 9 feet tall, Missouri ironweed, which is a native to the Mississippi River Valley and nearby states, which is sometimes described as the showiest Vernonia, and western ironweed, which is a prairie native found in moist to normal soils, which has really good drought tolerance. Benefits to wildlife. First, don't let the weed and the name scare you off. Ironweeds are valuable plants in the wildlife garden. Consistently, they're some of the best butterfly and bee attracting flowers in my yard. With a camera in hand, I know there will always be something on them worth photographing, from swallowtails to long-tongued bees. I've even seen hummingbirds visiting them occasionally. Some moths use ironweed as a host plant, and ironweed seeds are eaten by birds in the fall and winter. Vernonia typically isn't grazed by cattle or deer, making it a great choice for people seeking deer-resistant plants. There are just a few plants I intend to add to my yard next spring. More ironweed is on that list.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.